cattle, so it injects its venom. And we see from the Gemara now the Gemara that we base on the base. Uvi mokim shein matzilim ein druso. Vo ahi tani yiles da havi biraf kane. Di roi et chosul basro. Vi oli yitrune. So there was a certain tani yiles. And the chosul cat was chasing it. And then the tani yiles was running away from the chosul. So then the chosul was running after the tani yiles. So then the tani yiles closed the door in face of the chosul. So the chosul was so angry. So with its claws, it attacked the door, the handle of the door. So it's a raya that the chosul injects poison. So Hamisha Kotidom. So in other words, so we see that, so that was a raya. So in that case, the chosul also was able to inject its poison into the system of the Tanigeles. I mean, it didn't succeed, but it injected its poison on the door handle. But apparently that venom manifests itself by producing certain drops of blood, because the Gemara mentions a raya v'yishtakach alei chamisho kote dom, five drops of blood as it is injected its venom into the door, so five drops of blood came out. So apparently that this is symptomatic of venom. So he said, since here it was shown that blood was found on a number of internal organs, and then, so it's a raya that the electric current, I mean, does the same thing what, let's say, a lion does when it injects its venom. And then the Gemara uses Roshin, V'Rabbonon, now, so what did Rabbonon do? I mean, Berebe, Kaprizde agrees with Berebe, and Berebe says that the chosul also can inject its venom, has it use a potential. But the Rabbanon hold. So according to the first lashon, the Gemara, the Rabbanon hold that the chosul has no venom. According to the second lashon, on the contrary, the Rabbanon of Berebe hold that the chosul has venom even b'moke she'imatzel. But according to the first lashon, the Rabbanon are mekilim, and they hold that the chosul has no venom, even b'mokei sheyesh matzil. But we saw the drops of blood on the door handle. So the Gemara says, "V'rabbonon ziyari yislei v'leikol ezir." In other words, that the chosul has venom, and that's the reason as to why it was able to eject drops of blood, but it cannot burn. In other words, it cannot destroy. So the lashon used is burn. Kol means burn. Now, when it was considered by all the doctors, the scientists who performed experiments on the cattle in whom an electric current was made to pass, so that it has a damaging effect, that's electric current. In other words, and this is the electric current, what kind of effect does it have? A burning effect. So we see from this Gemara that the effect of a lion when it's there is a burning effect. And we see that it manifested itself in drops of blood being shown. And here too we noticed drops of blood on many internal organs, on the brain and on the lungs and the kidney, I mean on all kinds of internal organs. So he assumed, Rabbi Shai Zuberstein, so he assumed that when electric current is made to pass, through the organism of a behemoth, so then the same thing happens that takes place when a lion is there, he's a behemoth. Well, I mean, this is, I don't know, I mean, this is, it's a big chiddush. But it seems very reasonable that every case of knocking a behemoth unconscious to an electric current comes within the aloha of the book. Those are looks far-fetched. All right, anyway. Now, the next simon, Hagluda. Now, so the Gemara about Gluda, Dachun Dalet, I think we learned the Gemara. I think that we went over and Shear. Anyway, if we didn't, but you're told to go over the Gemara. So, Gluda, so the Chachomim say that it's Treiv. What does Gluda mean? If the whole skin was peeled off, the behemoth was removed from the behemoth. Now, a behemoth without skin, so is it treif. Without it, is it treif. So, omama, daf nun heimel beis, im nishtaya beikisela cheil. If a little bit of the skin remains on the body of the behemoth, even as little as a isela, so it's not a treif. It's not a treif. Heiche, heiche, in what place? Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, al pnei ha-shedre kol. In other words, if it's nishtayer, and the shedre, kisela, so it's kshel. Yiboyel, deorich vikoto, dechimitzarev lahavi kisela, oi dilmo birich hafsela, al pei ha-shedre kol. Suppose you have a very, very narrow, but long. So altogether, it is kisel. So is the behemoth kshel or not? Tosh, the Polish Rav Neroyim is by Yishmuel. Birich hafsela al pnei hashed rekul. Hashed rekul. Rav Bachone Omar, Rosh Hiproki. Rosh Hiproki means where you have the joints. So in other words, that there has to be skin remain every place where you have joints. So here, wherever you have joints. So the skin must remain on the places of the joints. Rablezer ben Antignes, Rablezer ben Rabiana Yoma, we came to Bore. In other words, in order that it should be Cheo, so the skin must remain on the navel. On the navel spot. Boye Rabbiana Ibarabishwan. Nital Mikim Ashedre Vikulikayo. Nital Mikim Tibure Vikulikayo. Nitul Rosh Hiprokim Vikulikayo Mai. So in other words, so all these Amroim, they say, they mention certain spots in the animal organism where that are very important, very crucial. And if these spots, these places, the navel, or the joints, or the shedre, the spine, are covered with skin, so then the behemoth is kshero, even though the rest of the body is divested of skin. But suppose it's the other way around. Suppose the behemoth has skin on all parts of the body, but dafke these crucial spots, he doesn't have any skin. The skin is peeled off. Is it kshei or not? Nitro mikim ha-shetra v'kolikayim, nitro mikim tibure v'kolikayim, nitro rosh epokim v'kolikayim, ma yitek? Omar Rav, so far we had the machlekes, woman doma said that there has to be skin on the spine, and a woman doma said there has to be skin in the places of the joints, the rosh epokim, and one mandoma said there has to be skin left in order to be cheo on the nail. Now we have to get another mandoma who is even more maker. Omar Rav, koloeya kuli matzah bigludo, chutz meya besapasis. So he's more maker because according to him it doesn't make any difference where the skin is left in any position of the organism except if it's on the hooves. So then it doesn't have a din of air, then it has a din of bosom. The air and the hooves and the palso has a din of bosom. So, but any position, doesn't have to be after the navel or the spine or the joints, any position, except izmatzi, protects the behemoth, because if any skin is left, so then the skin will grow again. There is a possibility that the skin will grow again. So maybe it's not a trade, as long as there is a possibility that out of the remaining skin, so the skin will grow again, so maybe it's not a trade. The Rabbi Yechon Norma, chutz me'yav isapalsis. The Rabbi Yechon Norma, afilo yav isapalsis, not a matzah. So we have a number of mandoras. All right. Now, let's see the two. Hagrudo asuro, vihu shenib shatfaleiro, bein mili odom, bein al dicheili, vim nishtaya bo kiselak sheo, u posak al balfes, dibinon shishoi, kirei chafsela al koleira chashetra. So Rav Alpes paskens, Rav Alpes paskens, like, oh mama, like Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, al pnei Hashem rekom, like this man. V'yorambam posak, dibinon kirei chafsela al pnei Hashetra, וחירי חפסלה על פה פרק מפרק מפרקר, וחירי חפסלה על מקים תבוא. In other words, because since there is one Madoma who says that the crucial spot is the shetra, and one Madoma says the crucial spot is the navel, and one Madoma says the crucial spot is the Rosh Prokim, the joint, so mainly Paschus lechumra like all of them. In other words, the Rambam is much more machmir than Rabbalas. Usually the Rambam follows the sheet of Rabbalas, but sometimes not. This is one of the times where the Rambam does not follow the Shite of Rav Alpas. But then there is one Mandoma who says that any spot is Matzil, protects the behemoth. Chutz mibeis haparsis. So he says, and then there is even a Mandoma who says that even if the skin is mibeis haparsis, it's also Matzil. All right. Now, when who passes like that mandoma, that in any position, in any spot, there's the rosh. So we have three shittes. The Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, and I'm sorry, the Rif passes Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, al pnei Hashetra kulo. The Rambam passes like all of them, lechumre. And the rosh passes like the biggest maker. Like Rabbi Yechon, that in any place, so call it Rabbi Yechon Omar. Afilo eyo pisapals is not a matz. Even me a pisapals. So he says, "Varam posik min kerem salam neashedoch kerem salam kol perik perik mukel kerem salam mikam tiburo v'nital mikim vashedre mikam kol perik perik v'menu mikim tiburo oh v'nital mikim kol vashedre." Oi mokim kol perek miperek mimeno. Oi mokim tiburo. V'yashoko v'kayom. Miboye. Imihane. V'lo yivshete. Urechum, and that's the bite. Suppose that on the body, there is the skin. The skin is intact. But dafka on these crucial spots, the skin was removed. So that's a bayah, the leaves. So he says, we have to pass for a chumra. Adin yove ozal posak, bechol moke, mimeno, shi yishoya, begisel, akshay, olak, rabbi yechane. Now let's see. Simen this. Hagrub asro, vihi shenif shato yiro. Bein mili odom, bein mili cheili trei, vinishtaya minoe, rechapsela, al pni kol ha-shedre, rechapsela al ha-tabo, rechapsela al roshi yomereo, harei zu muteres. Vimni tal ki rechapsel, amal kol gabi shedre, oi mel ha-tabo. Now, so how does he pasken? So we have three shittes. The Rib, he paskens like the Mandoma al pni ha-shedre. And the Rambam, he paskens like everybody, lechumre. So you need to know the places, the shetra, the navel, and the joints. And then the rosh, in any place, passes like a bear. So he passes the Mechaba passes. Like the Rambam. ורחב סלר הטאבו, ורחב סלר ראשי וראו, הרי זה מטרס. רמב״ם, רשב"א, ר"ן ורב אפוסתא. וכו'. ואם ניטל כרחב סלר, אמר כל גבי השב, אוי מעל הטאבו, אוי מעל ראשי וורים. ושוקו לא היה כיום, איז כשהו. Now what's the lotion of the Torah? That's not Bible leaves. What's the lotion of the Torah? We need tal, we came to Ashetre, oi mi kom kol perek o perek mimeno, oi mi kem tiburo, vashoko mi kayom, mi boye mi hanu leiv shite lechumre. But he paskens li kule. We need tal kirei chapsam lakob Ashetre, oi mal atapo, oi mal ashe ivorim, ushe balayim kayim kshel. Then he says, the Ramo, avo li ikla mishloshtom, ushoko lo er kayom, trey. In other words, you see. So, what did Ramo say? He told the parents, if let's say one now, we pass them, like all of them, that the crucial spots consist of the Shetre and the Tabu and the Rosh Hashanah. So these are the crucial spots. So if the skin and the hole was removed from the behemoth, but on these three spots, at every place of joints, at the navel, at the spine, so the remaining skin, so then it's kshel. But suppose just in the joints, but then spine not, the navel not, so then it's trev. But suppose it had skin all over the body, but just on the navel it was removed, or just on the spine it was removed, or just on the joints it was removed, so then it's kshel. Why? Because it has skin all over the body. So the Torah says that we pass from the chumre, and he apparently passes in the tabayle kolay. Who shita is it? He's the shita of the Rambam. אוי מעל הטאבו, אוי מעל ראשי בוראו, ושוקו לא קיום, הרי זה סופיק. ויירא לי שמתיר נעיסו. וואי זה הרי זה סופיק, וזה הבאי בלי פשוטה. זה הרי זה סופיק. אז וואי זה רמב״ם סי, ויירא לי שמתיר נעיסו. So that's the פסק ומחבא. That's the רמב״ם. חל וחל. But why did he say, ויירא לי שמתיר נעיסו? He mentioned that הרי זה סופיק, because the Gemara says תיקו. So why is it מתיר? It is faking in the right thing. Treif or not treif? So that has to be explained. That explained. Now, why does Ramo makes a distinction. If, let's say, just if the behemoth has the skin and the bulk of the body, and just on one of the crucial spots it's removed, so then it's likule, like Ramam Shik. But if the behemoth has the skin and the bulk of the body, but on all of the three crucial spots it's removed, so then it is trade for... Now, apparently, this is what Ramos says, Das Atzmen. In other words, no one says it, he himself said it. Very rarely does Ramos say something that he puts in parentheses, Das Atzmen. Usually he mentions someone. So what was the story of the Ramos? In other words, because apparently Ramos held as follows. Why was the Rambam and the Rashbo, the Ram, and the Mechaber, I mean, why do they all pass like all of them? After all, one mandoma says tabu, one mandoma says shetre, one mandoma says roshi prokim, the joints. So why does he pass like all of them? So it's not b'tiras vaday that he passed like all of them. Since the Gemara is not machria like who, so maybe we have to pass like whom. But actually, it's only b'tiras sofik that we require that skin should remain in all the three crucial spots. Because actually, skin has to remain in one crucial spot. But the question is, what spot is the crucial spot? So according to Malan Domar is the navel, according to Adaman Domar is the spine, according to Adaman Domar is the joint. So Mela Lechumre Machmasopik, so in Paskins we need skin remaining on all the crucial spots. But suppose skin remains on one crucial spot, on the shetre, but not on the navel, not on the joint. So then it will be trained according to the Rambam only Misopik, not with the Rasvadai. So Mela, in the case where the skin remains intact and the bulk of the body, and the bulk of the body, the skin remains on the head, and the bulk of the body, and just on the shetre, it is removed. So Mela, here we have this flexibility. One is, maybe the aloch is like the mandoma, that the important thing is only Rosh Hashanah. That's the crucial spot. And the shetre is not important. So the melee, in this case, since the behemoth has the skin and the whole body, including the nail and including the joints, but not on the spine. Maybe the aloch is like the mandoma, that the crucial spot is just the joints or the navel, not the spine. In Timtzaleima, the crucial spot is the spine, but here there is another rabbi in the Gemara. If the crucial spot afke does not have skin, but the rest of the organism has skin, maybe it's also kshayo. So the melee is vexing. All right, this is the reason. Aber mit dem Schlosto, wo schon kol er kayo, ist rei. Now eif she nitlo, nitzo se, is koshe. Vid Ramoses, vi eish he is rei. Now what is that all of it? Now, there's a Mishnah. Daf nun volum beis. Veilu kshiris beis. Nikva gagere so she needs to go ikso fuga al reis yom okim she needs is a trade for nikka fazer fekra bemer apu le nital so it's all chel yotem ni yeo vele nikva so it's all chel nishtabu gapeo nishtabu ragleo nimri tuk no feo so what does nimri tuk no feo mean so it's chel hai ni leitzik deo shalko so that's all chel have you day mei ikro ha neitzo psulo neitzo means neitzo yadaka haspucho le bosom chel lo kani So Knafeo is the nature of Deva Shakal Guf. And nature is called, the feather is called nature Yadaka, Hasmuchol Boso, Sheimokan, Sheimokan. So who says that it's Psulo? Rebuke. Now does the Tanakami say that it's Psulo? Tanakami doesn't say it's Psulo. The question is it Rebuke? Because Rebuke is a Yochi who says that. But the Tanakami is Chelik, or Tanakami is not even Chelik. Tanakami is not even Chelik. So according to Rabbi Yude, Nitla Hanetzo, if the feathers were taken off from and off, so then it's like blood on the vein, and it's rape. So the Mechaba passes that patient to Nitzos of Kekosha, because only Rabbi Yude says that it's rape, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yude. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say in so many words, then Tanakami is Chelik on Rabbi Yude. But they hold that Tanakami is Chelik. V'yesheisrim, they hold, Tanakami is Rachi Alevi, the Balamoye, that the Tanakami is not even Chelik on Rabbi Yude. Tanakami only says that Nitro Nimri took no Feo is Kshelo. That's the nature of Deilo Shalton Gufo. But Nitro Hanetzo, that means the nature Hadako Asmuch Olibosa, Tanakami doesn't discuss it. So Memele, the Aloch is, who discussed Rabbi Yude? So Aloch is like Rabbi Yude. Vitei v'hach mir nof l'kulom. Mi yui nof nitzei sov merev shumen. Af al pishan nof l'kulom nisha orin. Mikol mokim kosher. Nei yom nas merev sham nei. Is kosher. Right. Now. The next scene. Thank you. Now, this simen, very small simen, is based upon a gemara in Eretz, a mishneh in Eretz. The mishneh in Chesam Beis, achuzas adam means if the behemoth had a hemorrhage, and even though it was a very severe hemorrhage, started to bleed all over the body. So it's miskenes, it's not treifa. So achuzas adam v'hamushenes. Hamushenes means it was smoked into unconsciousness. That's how it appears. Because of fumes, it became unconscious. So it's only a miskenes, it's not a treifa. V'hamtzenenes, in other words, also a miskenes. But another leader gise, because she's chilled, became a miskenes because of cold. Now, the funi is a certain kind of poison, but this is a poison only for animals. It's not poison for men. So that means you allowed him to eat the basar that day, even though the behemoth ate poison, but a poison that is only poison for animals, not for men. So it's muta in legam. That means it's poison for men too. Or You see, because we say that the kelev in libris doesn't matter. He has no libris. But, so, a kelev in libris are not only a normal dog, even a mad dog, so he has rabies. So, but that's not Russo. This is not the kind of eres that makes the behemoth treif. It's a different kind. This is rabies, so it's something else. So then, if a behemoth was bitten by a mad dog, it's a misikenes. But that's not treifa, that's not tusa. Tusa means when the behemoth was clawed by certain beasts that injected venom into the blood system. And when a dog bites, even though that also affects, destroys the blood system, but this is a different kind of a venom. That's not the venom of Drus. So, in other words, so I think that Rabbi Shaya Silverstein writes in the Rovs, dimyan of an electric current passing through the system of the behemoth with Drus, so is far fetched. I mean, we cannot. Because we see, I mean, that even Noshcho Kelev Sheite, and there when a Kelev Sheite bites, so then it certainly affects the blood system. But this is not Russo, so Russo is something else. Just because we find the expression burn, and we find that when an Ari or another beast that has a Drus potential, so that venom manifests itself by leaving drops of blood, and there we found drops of blood on certain internal organs, so it doesn't mean that it's Einahach. We need a Gemara for that, or the Cholapoch is one of the Rishayim. I mean, it's not, it's far-fetched. So, Noshro Kelev Sheite is not Treifo. Muteres Mishim Treifo. Vasur Mishim Eskones Mephoshis. Behemo Yechayo Shenivsi Koragleo. Behemo Yechayo Shenivsi Koragleo. That means, suppose part of the regal, and we are referring to that part of the regal that is not matter of the behemoth, that was not bitumus agini, beneath the knee, or according to some rishonim who pass like the Roshi, that even the knee bone is matter. In other words, if it was nifsik ragleol at the ankle, at the hock, so then it's not a treifa, but it creates a sophic. If we see that all of a sudden that it was nifsiko ragleo by the behemoth, So then it creates a topic that was in those days when Choshim Mitzuyim, and perhaps, I mean, even today, let's say in places like India, where the Choshim are still Mitzuyim, so then it creates a topic, maybe it was bitten by a snake, since it was Nifsiko Aglao. And even though it was Nifsiko Aglao in the lower portion of the foot, where it's not matri, but it creates a topic of Shemun Oshonochosh. So Yechul Emmanuel the Diki, Sheyishloch Shemun Oshonochosh. So what is the test whereby we can determine as to whether this behemoth was bitten by Nochosh and Had? Vizeb the Koso, Shelo Yechlu El Al Vitzli, Vin Yech Bereyese, Yire Miyad, Al Yidei Oish. So then we'll be able to determine. Now, Mechab. אחוז הסדם והמושנס והמצוננס שאוכלו אוי שאוכלו סממובס שאיר רגע בהימו which is only סממובס for a בהימו not for men so there is no סקונה for men to eat the בהימו that אין את סם אוי ששוס עשו מים הרוי הרי זה מותר בהימו של חמוסס בהימו שנספט בדבור עם הסורים מותר suppose that בהימו eats all kinds of דבור עם הסורים. So that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat because of the behemoth. I mean, of course, every behemoth eats all kinds of rasom, all kinds of insects. I mean, so the behemoth does not become us. That's a double portion. Avolim with his patma. So this is a double portion. He mentions Mordechai, the Yvomes, Perik HaMonolik. I mean, why does he have to mention Mordechai? I mean, this is such a double portion. I mean, how could we say that the behemoth that eats Vorma Asuri is Asuro, so then no behemoth which would have Bachil, I mean, can you find a behemoth in the world that doesn't eat all kinds of insects and worms? I mean, it's impossible to find such a behemoth. So what's the chiddush? He has to mention the Mordechai. The answer is, the Ramo has reference not only to a case of a behemoth that ate dvorim that are only osa b'achila and not bano. Then it goes without saying it. But the chiddush of the Mordechai is that even if the behemoth ate Dvorim that are asurim ba'anoye as well. Let's say behemo ate posa b'cholom. Behemo was given posa b'cholom. So then we are allowed to eat that posa. But there it's a shaila. Why shouldn't we be allowed? Posa b'cholom is also ba'anoye. And if I eat the posa of a behemo that was sustained. Through posa b'cholo, I mean that was part of the diet of the behemo. And so mele, I have anoye from the posa b'cholo. So the answer is, it's mutar because of zev is a ger. So that's the aloche, the gemara in Ablizore. Behemo, I think it's the test in Ablizore. Behemo she'ochlo kashine yablizkhovi. So muteres. I think it's mentioned in Muratu. So if a behemo ate Kashine of Ablizore, was the Joseph Anoye. So we are allowed to eat that behemoth, even though the Kashine Ablizore is Joseph Anoye, the behemoth was sustained by Ablizore, but the behemoth itself does not become Joseph Anoye. Why? Because there is a game. Because the Kashine Ablizore were just one item among many foodstuffs that sustained the behemoth. I mean, so it's there is a game. There was more, it wasn't the exclusive factor. So that's the chiddush. Behemo shenispat with dvorim asurim means even the dvorim asurim that are also banoye, like by Acheren, was becholo, orle, chometz v'pesach. So still it is matzeres. Avolim bo nispatmo kol yomel, rak b'dvorim asurim asur. And we have to say, even though I mean the Taz and the Shach don't mention it, but we have to say it. Otherwise, it is. There's no explanation. But if it was exclusively fed by Dvorim Asurim, let's say if a certain behemoth from the very beginning, from the day the behemoth was born, was given in her diet only Dvorim Asurim Banoi as food, so then we cannot say Zevizigir because the behemoth had only one diet, only one foodstuff that sustained her. Dvorim asurim b'achila en banoi. We have to say. Otherwise, if the behemo was fed exclusively, let's say, with neveles, treifes, chotzim, remosim, things that are not also banoi, why should it be osa? Why should it be osa? But it means if asurim, dvorim asurim, that you're also banoi. So then it's not, then we cannot say it's zeves again. Then we cannot say zeves again. But it's not such a double portion. Because assuming that we have a behemo that is every day it's being fed dvorim asurim, we still might argue that we can apply the svore of zeves again. Now it does not mean that when it's patmo kol yomer ad dvorim asurim, it does not mean that this behemah from the day it was born, so that behemah had mashkichim 24 hours a day, three shifts, and we walked with the behemah all the time and made sure that the behemah never tasted anything but something that was banoy. I mean, that's an impossible situation. So what it means is this matmok of yomel. In other words, the behemah probably is fed number of times a day. I mean, I don't know how many times the behemah is fed. So in order that the behemah should be sustained, let's assume the behemah has to be fed five times. I don't know how many times a behemah has to be fed. I don't know. So let's say that the behemah, in order to be sustained, the behemah has to be fed five times a day. So we know that every meal that we serve to the behemah consists of dvorim asurim banoi, b'achila en banoi. But between one meal and another, she might have taken in some nash, the behemah. I mean, after all, human beings like to take a nash between one meal and another. So the behemah certainly is likely. So in Mele, we could say, since the behemah is likely to have eaten grass between one meal and another, I mean, which behemah doesn't eat grass between one meal and another? So in Mele, we can still apply the principle of Zeves Hagiyah. So the Chiddush is, and that's not such a double portion, because the Mokir is a Teisves in Tmure, and Teisves in Tmure is not sure about it. So the Chiddush is that inasmuch as all the meals that are necessary every day to be given to Behemah in order to sustain the Behemah consisted of Dvorim Asurim, so Manoye. So Jew the behemoth between one meal and another eat grass from the ground. But that wasn't necessary anymore for her sustenance, because even without that, the behemoth would have been sustained because of the dvorim asurim. So Mimele, we do not say Zeves again. That's the Chiddush. Now, the motive for that is it takes us into more. Now the Mishneh in Torah, the Flamed on the base says, כל האסורים לגבי מזבח ולא דסיים אותו. If something is also לגבי מזבח, but the blood of it is מותר מזבח. There are certain אסורים למזבח nearby, let's say, I mean, is possible מזבח, or nevad is possible מזבח, something that was worshipped, a behemoth that was worshipped as a brizore, even though it's not also banoi, balchai, that was never like Zabrizore, is not also banoi lehed yet. Now let's say the Indians, they still worship the cow. So does that mean that a Jew who lives in India is not allowed to eat any bosal? Because there are a number of Indians who still worship the cow, so the halacha is that the balchai is mutalhed. But l'gaveya itzosa. L'gaveya itzosa. So the blood of it is mutter. Reb Lezer says that the blood of a treife, even though the blood itself is not a treife, is loichal. All right, it's not our way. Rebchanim ben Antignes say meya, kshero she yonkom min atreifo, psulo mal gaba mizbech. So Rebchanim ben Antignes says that Eve, Ibehemo kshero, nursed from Ibehemo treifo, so then, it's psulo mal gaba mizbech. That's a mission. Rav Chanina ben Antignes says, the flame of the place. Now then, my time, so the more the flame of the Aleph, flame of the Aleph. The more it says, my time, Eli Mishu be Fatma Minei, because after all, if the Ksheiro nursed, was nursed by Treifo, so that means that this Ksheiro was sustained by the Treifo. So Mimele, it's Osea, Mimizbeach, so then it should follow, it be Chidesh. So if someone gave it the Hebrew, Kashine Abrizore, to eat once, so then that behemo was sustained by Kashine Abrizore. You cannot be makrived as a call. I mean, it's not so. Elo tone rabchanine tritoye kamel rabichene, kigei, שניקו חולוב ריסייח משחס לשחס הויו ויחילו לעמי דולאו מייסלס. The Mitzia says that if a behemoth will nurse its baby every morning, even though it will not be nursed by any mother behemoth, between one morning and another, so the behemoth will be able to survive. In other words, it is the minimum of nursing in order that the baby behemoth should survive is that the mother behemoth should nurse the baby behemoth. So that means, so this is why Rav Chanina ben Antignes says, since the sustenance of the baby behemoth was affected completely by cholov b'treifo, even though this baby behemoth might have nursed from some other mother babies, but that wasn't necessary for the sustenance, because the fact that the treifa behemoth, the behemoth treifa, nursed her every morning, so it's yechilul ami was it. She could survive with it. So mimele, we do not say zeviz again. If let's say one day the behemoth treifa nurses the baby behemoth, another day, behemo nurses. So then we apply the principle of zevzegeir. So it's mutar even l'mizbeach. But if the behemo treifo nurses the baby behemo every day, and that's enough to sustain, so then it's considered as if this baby behemo had been sustained exclusively by the treifo. And if it's sustained exclusively by the treifo, we don't apply the principle of zevzegeir. So Teisha says, so here, Gemara is referring about the status of such a baby behemoth in the Mizbeach. He doesn't say about head yet. So he said, Gadgaluso is mad. Even though, between, in other words, if all the important meals of the behemoth consisted of kashina and bizori, though between one meal and another, the behemoth grabbed from all sources that were not kashina and bizori, but since the ika is mihen, so mele we cannot say zevizegir. So he says, ufum rihite afil lehet. So he only says ufum rihite, in other words, the flu, it appears, superficially it appears, that it applies to head. So Tesvis is not completely certain, but he is disposed towards that chicken. This is the motto. Och lo sama mo ve shalo do mo yiki shano chon chayitz be muteres u shim treifo. Ve asur o mishim sakon es nefo shiniz. Ve imo yichayu shim yisuk ragleo lo yeich lo meno al bindike she yishlochu shem ono shono chosh visuk tukoso shalo yeich luo elo tzli ve imo yishuk has no chosh tispore ve tiklo chtichas tichayitz. That's the test. Well, the dawn, that was only Shayach, Bizman, Chazal, or even Bizman of the early Rishenim, when Nechoshim was still Motzo. But today, Nechoshim are not Motzo. So, the dawn, the Rechashim, and the Lumayim, today you are not Makbit. And we drink all kinds of exposed liquids, because Nechoshim are not Motzo. Hoil, we Nechoshim Mitzuyim, Lochin, Lochush, we Nechosh, the Derash Nas, so Treifo, is Muta, Beloy, Bdike. Now, Simen Samadale, I'm not going over now the whole Simen, the Simen Samadale. Now, just Simen Samadale. Chilev Sheer, the Kesev is also, we shall show me the Mutter. Kvi, because it's something Chayu is of the Behemo. So, Chilev of the Chayu is Mutteres, is Mutter. Chilev of the Behemo is also. Kvi is a Sofik. Is a Sofik. Chayu is of the Behemo, so maybe it's also. So maybe it's also Mitzatzot. השייך זה סבימו, הוא מוצא בו הוא בא בין שנינו ובין תישו. בין חי בימס, חל בבגיד לגידי מוטה. ויהו בין תישו מוטה דווקא כשלא יפריס על גבי קרק. אבל אם יפריס על גבי קרק, הוא עושה. So that's the... So he says, ויהי שם... So the first lotion in the Chabad is that not only is the chilev of the fittest muta, the chilev of the fittest muta, if he is ben shmoino, or even Tisho Mes, and we took him out from the mother's womb, but even if he's even Tisho Chai. But in connection with even Tisho Chai, we learned that the Gemara in Chum, in connection with Cheshchite, before we were Cheshchite. So we learned it. So in other words, so then there is a machleike between Rav Meir and Rav Yudi. Most Rishenim pass like Rav Yudi, but there are some Rishenim who pass like Rav Meir. So the machleike between Rav Meir and Rav Yudi is only vis-a-vis even Tisho Chai. But vis-a-vis Berches, or Ibn Tesmes that was taken out from the mother's womb. So then everybody agrees that the Chilev is Mutter. But according to Rabbi Yudah, the Chilev is Mutter, even of Ibn Tes, Ibn Tes Chai. According to Rabbi Meir, it's also most of the Shem passed like Rabbi Yudah, the first motion. The second motion, Yishem Yim Shim Shom Chadoshov Matzu Chai, Avon Bishnei Yifuz Rabbi Karker, Chel Biyosha, Chayom Lov Kores, צימא לכל האחותים והקרון מעשו למשל רבי מס וחילב נאיפו עושה אם יפיל הבן in other words when do we say that if it's נאיפ even שמיינו so it's מותר if it was taken out but if you יפיל הבן so the חילב is עושה alright now we איש גדול מבין מו בתור השחילת מן תישו חי שבסיר רובי צריך היום מו משם חילב כי על חילב עם אדמו איזהו חילב כל שהוא תסף קום וניקלה ויל שלוי היי בוסו חי פייס Now, we learned that Gemara, and we went over the Tzimen 2. Now, there the Gemara says, Gemara says, Omer Avitzel Dachim Tess Omer Aleph, Omer Avitzel Nachmin Omer Beishe, Chilev Shal Gavi Keiv, Okei Alim Nogu Behete. So the Gemara then asks, Rabbi Shmuel Shom Shom Avei Sof, Mayi Nitani Es Kol Chilev Asher Lakeret? ich kriege mir sehr schön, ich war die Schem Khalbi und Alios Mimo Luma so hat sie ist Reno. Das Achille beim Hasse Sakerem, wie ist Kol Achille was Schalaker. Das Kol Achille was Schalaker. So Tanje. Tanje. Das Kol Achille was Schalaker. Das Kol Achille was Schalaker. Wir haben die Achille schon gab Dak. Wir kamen am Rinnon ריש מיה באמצה, בו יקרירה, וזהו חילב של הדקי, and the intestines, כשמע, אם מסחילים לי מושך מן הקיבו, הווה חילב של הדקי עושר, אדם. So it doesn't mean that every fat, every portion of fat that covers the intestine, so comes within the esophage. Only that portion where that up to amma, up to amma, amma would be, I mean, size of ammo would be from here to here. That would be ammo. So, that is also. Now there is a machlekes hasheni. Whether it means the small intestine, just where the small intestine begins, at the juncture with the less stomach, or it means the ammo of the large intestine. As a matter of fact, the mechaber, both the informations. Now here, siftes vov. Simen Samadal, Siftes Wort. Chilev Shaladakim Osa Beir Echamo, Mishem Aschim in Motzis Minakim, U Mishom Beir Echshum in Hu Muta. So that's like Rashi's Pshat. V'yei Sheinri, there is another Pshat. I mean, that's really the Raivet Pshat. Sherei Shamei Shetzorich Likir Chilev Sholo, that Amo, Hu Amei Sheitzi Beyorei, that's near the rectum, I mean, the large intestine. The ammo, the less ammo of the large intestine, not the first ammo of the small intestine, but the less ammo fat of the large intestine. So that today is what most Rishonim agree with Rashi's Pshat, that it is reference to the ammo of fat that is at the beginning of the small intestine. Yeti Vishneem, Likre Erechamamikan, Erechamamikan. So, Dimer Rabbi Shmoel, so he darshens from Beskola Chilev Ashala Kerev, Izmarbe, Chilev Shogabe Adakim. So, we come and Rabbi Shmoel Biam, Sebo Ikre Erechel Yodaki, Shemaim Snoom, Moshe Nakevo, Ave Chilev Shadaki, Nosar Adamo, Dimer Rabbi Shmoel, Mipnisha Chilev Shala Kerev, that is on the woman. Because when the Torah says, El Beisachele, Hamechase Sakere, it is primarily reference to the upper portion of fat that covers the woman, that covers the keres. Then, but any other fat is not spelled out. So, the other person, the iskola chilev ashal akerev, is marbe the fat that is al gabe adak, whether it's the first amo of the small intestine or the last amo of the large intestine, whatever. So, nishchilev ashal akerev shekirim tilo, that's the chilev, the upper portion of the chilev, that the upper layer of the chilev of the fat that covers the woman. Now, there are two layers or two portions of fat. So first of all, the woman itself, the keres, is covered by a portion of fat. Portion of fat. And then there is a membrane. And then there is another portion of fat. So there is no doubt that the upper portion of fat, so that certainly comes within the Isach of Chilev and the Isach of Kores. That's the primary example of Chilev that for which there is an isakos. How about the lower portion of the fat that mamish is on top of the keres? So on that point there is a machlekes between Rabbi Nefraim and Rabbi Yehiel. Now, Rabbi Nefraim says, as explanatory of the pshutishol mikro, as an explanation of the pshutishol mikro. So he says as follows. He said as follows. V'sachilim amchases ha-kerev, that's the upper portion of it. And the keres. But then, between the upper portion and the lower portion of fat. So there is a membrane. And then, first of all, there is a membrane on top of the upper portion of it. And then there is the upper portion of it. And then there is a membrane. And then beneath that membrane, there is a lower portion. Between the lower portion of fat and the keres, there is no membrane. So the upper portion of fat is contained within the expression Vesachilev Amechases HaKerev. So this expression, Zachilev Amechases HaKerev, has reference to the upper portion of fat upon the keres. Then, Veizkol Achilev HaKerev, just the Pshutish HaMikro, without any ribuy, without kol, without vey, without any ribuy. So the Pshutish HaMikro, Veizkol Achilev HaKerev, there is a redundancy. I mean, why did the Torah have to say twice? So Abu Chaim says, Vesachilev Amechases HaKerev is descriptive of the upper portion of fat. Is descriptive of the lower portion of fat. That's the Shita of Rabbi Nefrayim. The Shita of Rabbi Yehiel is that only the upper portion of fat comes within the Issa of Chelev, but the lower portion of fat does not come within the Issa of Chelev. Now, how do we pass it? So the Mechaber and the Ramo both pass like Rabbi Nefrayim. That's in Siftes. Chelev hadobuk likeresh etachas apriso. Also, in other words, the priso, that's the upper portion of fat. That's called the priso. But chilev kadobukli, the adobukli keres, the lower portion of fat, that is mamish dobukli keres. And there is no membrane separating the keres and the lower portion of fat. So that's the chilev kadobukli keres and tachas a priso is also. In other words, not like Rabbi Yehiel, but like Rabbi Nefrayim. The Rambam says, v'chein aminei b'chol mokei, milvad nireines, שני יגיד במקצוסי היתר, וימיכם יודו, שכבר היר למזוק, because Rabbi Yehiel was there more than Asre, and he passed them that it's muter, even though it's Nigeel, it's a chorus, but no one is allowed to be meichen, because Rabbi Yehiel was the more than Asre there. But in any other place, so it's awesome. ובכל מוקים שני יגיד בליסה, דיני כישו חילף לבת לבישישי. אבל עיני עשרים כלים של בני ריינס, הויו בני הגיבר. I mean, that's a cloud. You know the things, you know, that some Jews are not machmer, and some Jews are machmer, let's say, bad kosher. So if, let's say, if you are a guest in a home that does not observe bad kosher, so you're not allowed to eat not bad kosher meat, just out of courtesy to the host, you're not allowed to eat not bad kosher meat. But if the host serves, let's say, black kosher meat or something else entirely that was cooked in the same keli as the non-black kosher meat, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because there is a lot of stam keli in the Yemon. So the same thing, the same undene applies to not only the Gemara mentions that connection to stam keli of goy, but it applies even to stam keli of Jews. Some mele, and it's only an Ian of the Chatchile, I mean, if the Yemon not to cook. So maybe in regard to such a thing where someone is neig heter, and it's not neig heter because out of here of kalus. Neig heter because they have a psak for here and zot. It wouldn't apply to a case where certain people are neig heter just because of kalus. I mean. But if it is based upon a psak of a mordasre, so then we shouldn't feel deterred from eating it, the keli. But in Achname, if you know that keli in which, let's say, a neutral food article was cooked, so an hour before, so let's say, so the keli kadobuk likeres shetachas apriso was cooked, then you're not allowed to eat. But in Astam, you don't have to inquire, because you can rely on Astam keli in here. All right. Anyway, so this is that. Now, so Rashi says, "Va'kosav marbeu mivchval ve'is kol achilev, avol chilev shel akeivol Rabbi Shmuel muter, v'haynu misaikan." So in other words, it's contra Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara reverses it, so it really means Rabbi Akiva. So only chilev shel Rabbi Daki is osa, but chilev shel akeivol, that is muter. Rabbi Akiva, he may love the chilev shel Rabbi Akiva. that is also. V'reminu es achila shal kerev Rabbi Shmuel leimer ma achila v'amchas es kerev chum v'nikla af kol chum v'nikla Rabbi Akiva leimer ma achila v'amchas es kerev teisit chum v'nikla af kol teisit chum v'nikla. Now what does it mean? So Rabbi Shmuel says ma achila v'amchas es kerev has a membrane, the upper portion, the priest. So here's a membrane on top. It has a chum v'nikla. How does Rashi explain? In other words, if this is the chilev, the prison, and then he has a membrane, so it has a krum, and it's readily removable. You can remove easily the membrane, peel off the membrane easily, you can easily peel off the membrane from the prison. Of course, so any fat that has a membrane which is readily removable from the fat, so comes within the Yisrael fat. This is how Rashi explained it. In other words, so chilev shel gavakei two has a membrane that has a membrane, and the membrane is readily removable from the fat. We call it chilev shel gavakei. This is what Rabbi Shmuel says. Gavakei may machil lamchas akerev teisit kominikla afkol teisit kominikla. So he just reverse shalachol mishnah rabbi and kach atzei shal mishnah beiv kamais. In other words, that Rabbi Akiva says lo vechilev shel gavakei, and Rabbi Shmuel says lo vechilev shel gavakei. And my chosi is the ifre. Kamais in Basra is an orchid to a ma, dark. Yochet Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kivi, Om Rav Nachman Bayitov, Shomam Shma Veisov, Rabbi Shmuel, Shomam Shma Veisov. And that's the same shit as Rabbi Kivi. Now, what does Rabbi Kivi say? According to Rabbi Shmuel, we darshan machil vam chasa kerev kum v'nikl. So what are the characteristics of chilev tomei? That it should have a membrane, and that the membrane should be readily removable. The membrane should be readily removed. And according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Alfus, the characteristics are something else. Ma chilev amchas es akerev. Teisev krom v'niklav. Av kol teisev krom v'niklav. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Teisev hisim lose. Hisim lose mitakamin on hitusve. Hisim lose in connection with the mashke. So the mishpotim. So the Torah says hisim lose. So the Talmud says hitusve. So in other words, so what's teisev? Teisev means a garment. So ma achilev amchas es akerev, the fat that covers the keres, so is like a garment, is in bose. So teisev krum v'nikla, teisev is in bose mitadmino, teisev is in bose, is in bose mitadmino hi teisev, kisimbo u pogus la keres, just as the fatty portion on top of the keres is spread out over the keres like a garment. V'china ladakim b'reisho. So, av kol chilev akeivo eini teisev. Av avol chilev akeivo eini teisev. It's not flat like a garment. Eluchtiches chtiches. It consists of lumps. So when is it chilev tomei? Only when the chilev is in the form of a flat layer spread over a certain organ of the body, keres, dakin, whatever. But if it's not a flat layer, it's not spread out in the form of a flat layer, the way a garment is spread over a person, so then it's not chilev tomei. Avol chilev akeivo eini teisev, uchtiches chtiches hu odom. Mishal hadakin b'reishim olo hayin mehakamtik shanit me'misha v'achilev etzlo v'lav teisev. Elo odupe. Alright. Now, so how does Rashi explain that krum v'niklav? How does Rashi explain krum v'niklav? Krum v'niklav means that it has a membrane and the membrane is readily removed. Now let's see here what the Taz says. I think I discussed it at the time. Now see that. Izel Chelev Koshu Teise Kum Binikla. Bishlahei Bosachi Teise. So in other words, we pass like Chavakim. So the Taz in Sipay says, Bidmori is a tiny, Skola Chelum Chazza Kerev, Machilum Chazza Kerev Kum Binikla Kum Binikla. Pirsha Rashi Kum Daki Shom. Binikla Vakrum Al Gabachim of Shinodu Kokach. Umar Bechim of Shogabakim of Koshu Vadaki. Kavakim of Machilum Chazza Kerev Teise Kum Binikla Afkom. Pirsha Rashi Teise Fu Simbo. The Hisimbo Poros Akerev. וכן על הדקים בראשון, אבל חילב הקיבו אין תזיר, אלא תיכס תיכס, ועודוק, בשביל הדקים בראשון ואולה הם נקמתם, אפתא דאמו, אפתא דאמו, then the coil. So, the coil does not, the small intestine does not, it does not, is, it does not manifest itself in the form of the coil immediately at the beginning of the small intestine. So first, you have the layer of the small intestine, and then it starts to be in a position of the coil, of one encircling that. So, what is also the long layer, Kiyama, up to the point where it starts assuming the form of the coil. So he said, Hainim Nakanti, that's the coil. Kishamam Pisre, it's Nifna Achil Vesla, we love Teisifu, El Odukbe, because the fatty portion that is on the coil is not. Is not in the form of a garment, a flat garment spread out. Alright. Tichas Dachet Vodish, Dachet Bereshim Olam, the Kandu Pism Shachil, Esau, Lach Teisif Olodo. Uvitu Kosu, Teisif Kum Viniklav, Perush, Shu Porus Alakrum, Beinyan Shechashin Niklav Hakrum, Beinyan Shechashin Niklav, Hakrum Niklavimim. ונועז הנעיצים אין שלי בוס אחרי איזה, והוא מבקם כמובן, ויש מקסימטו, לא מופיר שם השום, הוא קום ונקלב על הקום שתחס אחרת, מופיר שרש על הקום שעל אחרת. So yes, the קשה, we discussed it at that time. There seems to be a certain inconsistency between רשס פשעת עם קום ונקלב and the טורס פשעת עם קום ונקלב. When רשי explains קום ונקלב, he says it means that machil vamchas is a kerev, krum has a membrane, and then it's niklav, it's readily removable. In other words, you can easily separate, peel off the membrane from the fatty portion. Which membrane? The upper membrane, because first you have a lower portion that covers the keres directly, without a membrane intervening between the keres and the lower portion of it. There, on top of that lower portion, there is a membrane, and on top of that membrane, there is another portion of it, and on top of that upper portion, there's another membrane. So when Rashi explains krum v'niklav, he says, "Ma'achir v'amchaz zakeref krum," it has a membrane. Which membrane is Rashi referring to? The upper membrane. The membrane on top of... Now, let's say that this is the keres, and then let's say this is the lower portion of it, and then there is a membrane. There is no membrane between the keres and the lower portion of it. But then, here is the lower portion of fat. And as far as this portion of fat is concerned, there is a machlek between Rabbi Ephraim and Rabbi Yehiel, whether it's osa or satos. Then there is a membrane. Then there is the prisi, the upper portion of fat. And then there is another membrane. There's another membrane. I'm sure it doesn't look like that. Anyway, so according to Rashi, kum v'niklaf means machir v'amchas esakere. Kumbiniklav, it has a membrane. We are referring to the upper portion of it. Because the lower portion, so is totally bisophic. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehiel, it's hetagomo. So, has a kum, has a membrane, and it's easily removable. In other words, you can readily take off that membrane without taking with it part of the fatty portion. This is how Rashi explained. But when the Torah says, Teisif Krum v'niklaf peiru shehu porus al akrum, b'inyan shechenniklaf akrum, b'shechenniklaf, hakrum niklafim. So, according to the Torah, he explains Krum v'niklaf like this. In other words, that it has a krum, which krum? He means this krum. So whenever, if you want to remove this upper portion of fat, you have, you can't remove the upper portion of fat without carrying with it this member. So, two differences between Rashi's pshat and the Torah's pshat. One difference is that according to Rashi, so the krum has reference, when you say krum v'niklaf, it has reference to this member, not to this member. According to the Torah, it has reference to this member. And then the other difference, according to Rashi, it means krum v'niklaf, that this membrane, the upper membrane, is readily removable from the fatty portion. In other words, you can just separate the membrane, that's all. You don't, when you remove this membrane, you don't carry with it pieces of the fatty portion. And according to the Torah, so it has reference to this membrane, but what it means, Krum v'niklaf, that whenever you want to be kalev, to peel off this upper portion, you can't just peel it off from the membrane. You must take with it. It is so impregnated. In other words, this membrane is so impregnated into the upper portion that you couldn't possibly, I mean, you couldn't, with these cholapoches, remove, separate the upper portion without taking with it pieces of the membrane. Why this inconsistency? That's the kasha of the past. Yesh bak shvato. Ma pirish ma shomu kum v'nikol akum shlachat achilev, ho pirish ra'a shlachum shal achilev. V'nireh, t'loi koshe bidik. D'ra'a she pirish kem divra b'yishmoel, avu divra avkim v'al kor cheneke. In other words, he says there is no machlekes between Rashi and the Torah. Rashi, what he says, Krum v'niklaf means the upper membrane, and that it means that it's readily removable from the upper portion of it. So he's explaining Rabbi Akiva's drasha. And the Torah, when he talks of the lower membrane, and it means just the reverse, that Krum v'niklaf means that whenever you want to be caliph, the upper portion, you cannot be caliph it from the lower membrane, but you have to peel off the upper portion together with pieces. With pieces of the lower membrane, because the lower membrane is impregnated into the tissue of the upper portion of it. So that is descriptive. The Torah is explanatory of Rabbi Akiva, and Rashi is explanatory of Rabbi Shmuel. Not that there is a machlekes. The Bach says the same thing. That means the beget, the upper portion, there's the prise, it's called prise. Why is it called prise? Because it's in the form of a garment, a flat garment covering the keres. The ateise, it's intertwined in the krum shetachto. According to Rabbi Akiva, and this is the purpose of the Torah, that the purpose of the Torah, and 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 the purpose of the Chilev atzolim ukhum shaleim osa. Chilev shetachas amasnaim osa. Naasif ches, chilev shalahemses ubisakeses osa. Vanish kores, vizeo chilev shalakeres. Na chilev adob ukulkeres, shetachas apris osa, like Rabbi Nafrai. Vichin aminig uchol mokin muvad nirayis. Now the gross says, chilev adob uk, she oisib gimu, kshechein pirish, מאחר לבם חסס הקרב תייסי רוצה לאימא שכל אילו הגינו חלובים שום תייסי איפה המחס דהיינה הפריס חום הוא שתחס הפריס וניקלף הוא חלק הדובוק שתחס הקרוב so how does Rabbi Nefrai explain this Gemara of Rabbi Akiva? First of all, we saw that Rabbi Nefrai explains the Pasuk. Chilev amchas es hakerev, v'eskol achilev shel hakerev. Chilev amchas es hakerev is descriptive of the upper portion of it, the priest. The priest that is in the form of a garment, of a tzitzit, flat layer. And then v'eskol achilev shel hakerev is descriptive of the lower portion of that, beneath the priest. That's the Pasuk. And then, as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, how does Rabbi Ephraim explain Rabbi Akiva? He says, Rabbi Akiva imer, machi levam chasis hakerev. Teisei, chum v'niklav. How does Rashi explain teisei chum v'niklav? That the upper portion of it is in the form of a flat layer of a teisei. And Rashi doesn't say the meaning of communiklav, but according to the Taz, Rashi agrees with the Tur's pshat in communiklav. In other words, so that means he doesn't say anything. What does communiklav mean in Rabbi Akiva? Rashi only says what communiklav means in Rabbi Yishmael. So it means it has, on top of the upper portion of fat, there is a membrane, and that membrane is readily removable from the upper portion of fat. But what does communiklav mean in Rabbi Akiva? Rashi doesn't say a word. But the tool explains the community club. So, and the Taz says that Rashi agrees with the tool. And it's mashma, I mean that what the Taz says is very reasonable. So that means that Rashi, and it's mashma from a number of Rashis, that Rashi and the tool don't agree with the sheet of Rabbi Ephraim, they agree with the sheet of Rabbi Yair. So Memele, there are no two portions of fat that come within the Isar of Chelev. But there is only one portion of fat, the upper portion of fat. And the lower portion of fat is not in Moser. So Mimele, according to the Taz, the Rashi's pshat is Teisei, Machilev Amchas Sakerev, Teisei. So the upper portion of fat is in the form of a beged, a garment, a flat layer that is Kum V'niklav, that has, at the bottom of it, it has a membrane, and it's Niklav with it. And that membrane at the bottom of the upper portion is so impregnated into the upper portion of fat that whenever you try to peel off the upper portion, you also peel off the bottom membrane as well. Bottom membrane as well. This is Rashi's pshat and the Tur's pshat. Because Rashi and the Tur, they both agree in the sheet of Rabbi Yehiah. But Rabbi Ephraim, he says that the pshat is Machil of Amchasis Akerev, Teisev number one, Krum number two, Viniklev number three. Now look into the Gom. Oshud Yimun, Shechem Pirish, Machil of Amchasis Akerev, Teisev. Rotzaleima, Shekoleim Wahagim Chalovim Shom, Teisev Wahamichse, that's the garment, the upper portion, the flat layer, the Haina Prise, that's number one. Krum number two, Krum Hu Shetachas Aprise. So we have three chilev entities. Of course, he is ben gimu chalovim eilu. All right. Now, we also have here in this Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Gemara says. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav. שמעו מרב נחמן תרתי, חימצאו באחים זה, אחד סוסים ואחד לא יסוסים, וידעני היא מנאי, רבוני באחים הם רבוני בריא רב נחמן, אומר באחים זה סוסים, חימצא לא יסוסים. אומר רב טאבוס, וסימון אוך יופי כי יחבן וכי יחאון. So that the Gemara says in Shvues, הבן גילי בשווה, 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 but the Gemara uses that expression here. In other words, because one portion of fat is called באחים זה, that's on top of the kevo, of the ebo mesem. So there is the keshes in the form of a circle. So that's the keshes. That's the greater curvature. And then we have called the Yiseres Shel Agave Keshes, the lesser curvature, Yiseres Shel Agave Keshes. And both portions of fat, the Keshes and the Yiseres Shel Agave Keshes, and the Yiselte, the greater curvature, and the lesser curvature of fat, so cover the cable, the Abomes, the less stomach in the vein. So Baal Chimtze has reference to the Yiseres HaKeshes, and the Chimtze has reference to the Keshes itself. So Ravune Prida Machno Baal Chimtze Sos Chimtze Lo Yisos Omer Aftar Ben Simon Och Yov Kiech Aben Kiech Om Hei Chimtze Baal Chimtze Tosh Vada Barab Nachme Inu Meich Lochle Uvidon Mistam Namel Yisos. So the Gemara says Dak She Se Uvidon Mistam Namel Yisos Beat Me Up bit mir und die don die bomel leider le achmele loch mir mal sie kinder bekhil toya wie sei sei ich mama hut die bitte dem hat so ne bomel kommen nachmen ba khimze ba heine da eisere khim ich mot mal yesa shaki wo asu yo kikeshes und ba khutz kore de akshes und beim fnim ligo the lesser curvature so kore the larger curvature is called keshes and the lesser curvature is called the excess eisere the keshes. The lesser curvature, with the answer of plea, can the first was. So the Gemara says in the first question, the akash tikulal meliplegedoseh, and the keshes, and the larger curvature of fat is in the form of the keshes of the bow. So and the larger curvature of fat, so kulal meliplegedishon, so the oseh, so bnei bovel and bnei yad Yisrael are both made that it's us. Why? Because Bnei Bovel had acted like Rabbi Shmuel. The Bnei Yad Yisrael had acted like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the maker. Rabbi Shmuel was the machmer. Because Rabbi Akiva, the maker, says that only Chiyuv Shel Gavadak in the first amo of the intestine, or the last amo of the intestine. Is awesome. Mashaiki Nachir Shel Gavah Keivo is Muta. And Rabbi Shmuel says that Nachir Shel Gavah Keivo is awesome. Is Marvi Nachir Shel Gavah Keivo. So the Gemara says, now we have two portions of fat on the Keivo. One is on the Keshes itself, the larger curvature. And then we have a portion of fat on the Yiseres, the smaller curvature. So, the Gemara, the first question says, the Akash Tikul Alma Pliga Diosa, because on the Keshes itself, so that he states it, that is primarily, it's not completely in the form of a flat layer, but it is, on the whole, it's in the form of a flat layer, but it's not 100% flat, but primarily it's in the form of a flat layer. So, Mimele, if Rabbi Akiva is Marvin, Keep me the eyes. Now let's see the Rashi. That cash the clown up here. Do it daily, the bomb in the Amor of Osa. That feel like I keep the Malio Tazi, Communic La Fossa Dynamic Tazi Domain. She in the Huber of them Takeshes. Keep me the eyes, eh? The bomb will serve a lot of Rabbi Shmuel. The Omako Communic La Trilftomi. Vainamek Communic La Fossa. ובני מערובה כרבה עקיבה דיבויה תייסף קרום וניקלה. Now, רב נחמן belong to בני בובל. So, ממילא, the בני בובל acted like רבי ישמואל. So, since they acted like רבי ישמואל, so they refrained from eating the fatty portion that is on the Yiseres, on the smaller curvature of the Bomes. They refrained. But since the Bnei Yad Yisrael were like lechatchila to eat it, so even the Bnei Bovel who hesitated to eat it, but they were not machmir in regard to treifis. In other words, if there was in Ekev and the fatty portion, the aloch is that chilef toyer is eisim, chilef tomei is not eisim. So even though the Bnei Bovel acted were machmir like Rabbi Shmuel, and they refrained from eating the fatty portion that is on the Yiseres, but if any Nekev was blocked by the fatty portion on the Yiseres, So even in Bovel, they were moderate. That's the Baal Chintze. So Baal Chintze Sosi. But Chintze, if the fatty portion and the keshes itself, and the larger curvature, blood in a cave, so it's loy sauce. Then, Ikedamre, Daisere, Kulamoli Plige, Dishore, Kiplige Dakashte. Alright, so, it's like Ikedamre, Daisere, Kulamoli Plige, Dishore, the Chavakimisab, Kiplige Dakashte, Mandi Osa Sova Teisibu, Mandi Shore Sova, Kiblim Huba Bimikzas, Lav Teisibu. Nein, ich bin was, weil ich mich mit mir unter dem Nachbarn. Ich bin da kasch der Pflege, wenn wir am Nachbarn nicht so sind. Kommst du da jetzt an die Kuhle schon? Wie kein Mann nicht so sind, und der am Nachbarn alle nicht kann? Woche ist da wirklich nicht kann? Das ist rasch. Aber der ist, was ist gar nicht rasch. Und der ist, was ist, dass ich in der Second Version can be reconciled with the Gemorre, the Gemorre of Rav Nachman, of Chimtze Sosim, Chimtze Loisos. But, according to the Second Version, we don't explain it in Bibli or what we know. Da ist der Glamour für die Schore, und ein Licht in der Forschung zu Ramachen in der Chussi. Inu Meichel Bachele, Haschke, le di Don, de Loyachlino, afilu sei se me. Afilu sei se me. So in other words, da ist der Glamour für die Schore. So in other words, Bachin said that the smaller curvature, the fatty portion, and the smaller curvature, and the Seres, Hakeshes, so then Bachin said is also. Because everybody agrees that it's mutter. But Chimtze is loy sosi. Because Rav Nachman belongs to the Bovel. So that's the fatty portion and the keshes. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also, if it's also, so just as we are cheshes for Rabbi Shmuel vis-a-vis the Yisachilev, we have to be cheshes for Rabbi Shmuel Shite vis-a-vis the Yisachilev. So Ms. Mele, it's loy sosi. And then I mentioned that in the name of the Ditvo, but it was a slip of the tongue, it's really the Shite. It's really the Shite of the Chiddush Aran. I mean, the Ran doesn't say it explicitly either. But according to the Ran, we can explain it that way. In other words, that according to the Ran, because actually there was a difficulty in that Gemara. I mean, the Mishle Melach raises that question. We have two prices. One price mentions in Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva how we darshan the posik zachir v'shal akerev. So Rabbi Shmuel darshans machir v'mchassis akerev kum v'nikom kum v'nikom. Rabbi Akiva darshans machir v'mchassis akerev teitzik kum v'nikom avkot teitzik kum v'nikom. But then the other price darshans from kol achir v'shal akerev. So Monefshech, why does Rabbi Shmuel now it reverses it? So in the first place, we have to say